letter bombings over the past 2 weeks targeting European Union officials have prompted the creation of an international anti-terrorism task force. The task force will be chaired by Italy, from where all the letter bombs are believed to have been mailed. Investigators are focusing on Italian anarchists who are opposed to what they call the New European Order. NPR's Silvio Poggioli is in Rome. How many letter bombs have there been so far?
Well, the first was on December 31st. It burst into flames when European Union Commission President Romano Prodi opened it in his home in Bologna. That was followed by incendiary packages to the head of the European Central Bank in Frankfurt and to two offices of the European Union Police and Intelligence Agencies in The Hague. Then yesterday, two letter bombs sent to prominent European Parliament members exploded in Brussels and in the British city of Manchester. Another seven suspected packages were intercepted.
Police are focusing on a group calling itself the Informal Anarchists Federation. Who are they?
Well, we really don't know. They probably belong to a galaxy of loosely linked anarchist groups that are active on the fringes of the European anti-globalist movement. Italian Interior Minister Giuseppe Pisano says there are about 250 to 300 of them in Italy and that they're linked to similar anarchist groups in Spain and Greece, and they often jointly claim credit for their attacks. These elusive anarchists are considered responsible for more than 100 incendiary attacks in 2002 in Italy, but nobody seems to be in jail.
Why are they targeting the European Union?
Well, in a letter written to the Italian daily La Repubblica on December 23rd, this group took credit for two time bombs that exploded outside Prodi's Bologna home a few days before he received the letter bomb. They said they wanted to hit at the apparatus of control that is repressive and leading the democratic show that is the new European order. Investigators here believe that these anarchists see the European Union as a sort of repressive capitalist superstate. But there was one strident element. The letter bomb addressed to Prodi was contained in a copy of a novel by the Italian decadent writer Gabriele D'Annunzio, whose ideas were closer to fascism than to anarchism.
How dangerous do the authorities regard these anarchists?
Well, no one has been killed, and Italian investigators believe that for the moment these anarchists are mainly interested in winning sympathy and support in large sections of European public opinion that are wary about a enlarged, integrated European Union, and that feeling is particularly strong in the new member states in Eastern Europe. But there's also a growing skepticism even in so-called old Europe, where many people fear loss of sovereignty and national identity. Having said all that, however, there's still a lot of question marks about these anarchist groups. Now, Italy has a long, bloody, and murky history of domestic terrorism, the left-wing Red Brigades, as well as ultra-right-wing urban guerrillas. Now, the political aims of their terrorist actions were often obscure, and many Italian analysts say it's still unclear whether those terrorist groups always acted on their own or whether they were sometimes manipulated by intelligence agencies. So today, Italian commentators are very wary of making definitive judgments about the goals, methods, and identity of these so-called Euro-anarchists.
NPR's Silvio Poggioli in Rome.